You are listening to Equity Equals on the Michigan Business Network. Equity Equals promotes nonprofit businesses and social entrepreneurs that impact Michigan's double bottom line. The host is Angela Austin.
Thank you for joining us for the Promise and Praxis of Racial Healing panel at James Madison College.
This evening, we have a really distinguished panel. I mean, obviously, you've seen and heard some of their credits. And so I think that we'll have an opportunity to engage, okay, the audience. And of course, we'll open up. We'll certainly allow you to speak. Certainly, you don't want to take an hour or so, but it makes good sense for you to be here, as you will see. We have organized this panel around three, we think, important questions. What are the differences and similarities of race relations 50 years ago as opposed to today? That's a really interesting question. 50 years ago as opposed to today. Today, of course, we're in 2017. Okay. The second question, and I'll have to cite a quote here for some of the audience, right, was Derrick Bell, who's a critical race theorist, right when he said, there will never be true racial healing? That's a big time question. And Bell, of course, he's passed away, and he's certainly the father of critical race theory. Most of the folks in that field says that, okay. Thirdly, what will the next 50 years look like for minorities? What will the next 50 years look like for minorities? That's a really, really good question, I think. We think, okay. We can play around with that question. Now, I want to note, I brought a, here's the title of Derrick Bell's book. It's called Faces at the Bottom of the Well, The Permanence of Racism. It's a book that appeared around 1992. And I'd like to quote from the book, if I may, just for a second here. Give me a second. Here's what Derrick Bell had to say, famously, okay? And a lot of folks get upset with this question. But with this statement that he gives here, but I think you'll like what he says to some extent, or all the way. Okay, let me quote him here. If you have a copy of his book, it's on page 12. I'll read it. I want to set. This is Derrick Bell. I want to set forth this proposition, which will be easier to reject than refute. Black people, and here's the quote, black people will never gain full equality in this country.
Would that be one?
Black people will never gain full equality in this country, meaning the United States. He goes on, even those Herculean efforts we hail as successful will produce no more than temporary peaks of progress, short-lived victories that slide into irrelevance as racial patterns adapt in ways that maintain white domination or white dominance. This is hard to accept. This is a hard to accept fact that all history verifies. We must acknowledge it not as a sign of submission, but as an act of ultimate defiance. That's Derrick Bell. Okay. Now, I'm going to pass this along with the audience if you don't have a copy of it, and you can read it down the hall here. Okay, now I'm going to say something else, and I'll move on. Alexis de Tocqueville, some of you know that name, huh? Democracy in America. I want to read a passage here from Tocqueville. He pioneered this notion that blacks will never get ahead, okay, in this country. Derrick Bell picked up on that, okay. This was from 1830, okay, 1830. I'll read it. This is Alexis de Tocqueville's voice, not mine. He writes, I do not think that the white and black races will ever manage to live in any country on an equal footing, meaning with whites. Okay. But, he goes on, I believe, this is Tocqueville, but I believe that the difficulty will be much greater still in the United States than anywhere else. Okay. That was a telling statement way back in 1830. Okay, I taught Tocqueville, okay, many times, okay, over the years, okay. And we read this book, and a lot of us didn't like the book, but some of us did, okay. And this quote, to me, stands the test of time, or has stood the test of time. And that's where Derrick Bell's head is, okay. Now,
we'll be back with more of the Promise and Praxis of Racial Healing panel at James Madison College.
You are listening to Equity Equals on the Michigan Business Network. Equity Equals promotes nonprofit businesses and social entrepreneurs that impact Michigan's double bottom line. Who even thought to ask? Who's bad?